You're listening to Workipedia by Workforce Singapore, a podcast for all matters career-related. Whether it's job hunting tips or career development advice, we have the insights and answers for all your questions.
Thanks for joining us on the latest podcast episode brought to you from Workipedia by My Career's Future. I'm your host, Kelvin Tan. And today we've got Shane Yan, the founder of Growth Beans, a company that provides growth and well-being programs for Singaporean workers to achieve their personal and professional potential. We're going to be talking about setting and reaching realistic career aspirations and what that means for middle-income and aged workers. During a recent speech at the Economic Society of Singapore annual dinner, Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, who's also our Minister for Finance, shared how the Singapore government will help our workers adjust to changing job trends and disruptions. A key goal of the Singapore government is to provide better prospects for Singapore's broad middle and middle income workers to advance their well-being by helping them secure jobs with good salaries and enable their real incomes to grow. Not just nominal, but real incomes, he added. In the Budget 2023 speech, he shared that Singapore is now in a world that's less hospitable to small economies like Singapore. Singaporean workers therefore cannot assume that we can continue to be successful by doing the same things that we have in the past and expect to have multiple careers and jobs over a lifespan, he added. Shane, in your experience, what are the career aspirations of broad middle Singaporeans?
In our experiences with career support groups, we have found that the broad middle ones can vary. So things like work-life balance, stability, salary, working in a good culture with minimal politics tend to be on the wish list. But we've also heard financial commitments and distance to the workplace is a factor. I think for middle-aged and older workers, they prize the value that they can bring to the organization, the job satisfaction and flexible working arrangements. I guess we can't run away from caregiving needs as well.
No, that's true. Now, what are some of the mistakes Singaporeans make when it comes to setting career aspirations? And how can they calibrate towards more achievable career goals?
I would say unrealistic timelines and a lack of clarity of why these goals are important to them. When there is no clarity, the intrinsic motivation is low. Another one would be listening to others and comparing too much with other people's goals instead of listening to what they want themselves, and simply following trends based on what pays the most without consideration for their own strengths or where they want to go. And there are also those that simply go out to take lots of courses and get many certifications without actually applying them and without internalizing what they have learned.
That sounds like a very Singaporean thing to do.
Yeah, we can call it death by paper, right? Because as you move more into skills-based hiring, certifications are important and it's also part of that learning process, right? But simply begging certifications does not get us anywhere if we don't take time to apply and practice to hone the skills.
Okay, do you find this to be a common enough problem?
Yeah, we actually do see some individuals out there who could be bragging about having received hundreds of certs or many certs, but when questioned about what they have learned in a particular course, they might not remember. This would create an impression of the person's ability to learn and apply, and if the person is really serious about the industry.
I see. So in that context, I guess they get all these certs, they go into interviews, and whether or not they actually really have the competency and whether or not these certs are relevant to that particular interview actually affects whether they get the job.
Yeah.
The right way of looking at it.
Because it also shows whether they are really passionate about it or not.
Mm.
And you wouldn't hire someone whom you feel it's like 6:30 or not even sure that they want the job or know anything about that.
Thanks for listening to our podcast so far. If you're a listener, you're probably interested in staying competitive in Singapore's job market. Careers Finder, a personalized job and skills recommender on My Career's Future, empowers you to take guesswork out of career planning. To learn more, visit careersfinder.mycareersfuture.gov.sg or click on the link in our podcast description. Now, back to the podcast.
So what do you think would be the best framework for any Singaporean worker to look ahead and plan their career aspirations and goals, particularly in the context of staying employable and relevant in the job market?
I would call it the cash plus W framework.
Singaporeans love their cash, so that's a good name already.
Yeah. Yeah. But cash stands for career identity, adaptability, social network, human capital, and the W is well-being. So if I elaborate on what each of them means, right? Career identity is really about that self-awareness to know our purpose and values, because that will help us to set our career goal and direction. How is this important? employers, especially those that we speak to in the tech sector, tend to also look out for how people want to grow in their career. So they're keen to know the decisions that have been made and why people choose to go down that path. So without passion, say, in tech, or without knowing why you want to be in tech, it's very hard to move into a tech role, and employers can see that. Those who have just tried to jump in because of extrinsic motivations like higher pay and so on, we have not seen them get hired or stay long in the job. So it's good to also recognize the strengths that we have, the experiences that we have had over the years, and to know what we bring to the table. The second one is on adaptability, and that is really about being experimental and being agile to keep growing and learning. So for example, somebody took a course on data analytics and then started looking for opportunities to apply it, starting out with her own religious organization to see how she could support with digital transformation. Such experiences really help her to know what she's really interested in, and at the same time, gain the experience which she can use for interviews. So this individual, as a mid-career switcher, actually then got offered in the tech sector.
Right, that's nice.
So that's why it's important to keep learning and growing and to experiment rather than just back certifications. The third one, social network, is so important for employability. It is about the referrals and also the support system that's useful for our resilience and well-being. So for us, like, the career support group works because of that support system, right? Where there's all the referrals and people know that they're not alone. What we notice through supporting people in their job search is that if they want to switch industries, they also realize they don't have the networks outside their current industry. And that makes it harder for them to move out or to find out more. Many also find it difficult to reach out to their current networks to ask for help or support. So that can also limit the referral.
Would you say that's like classic Singapore paisei in that sense?
I would say to some extent, yes. And the ego.
Okay.
The other one is also a bit of having people to refer them to the organization and not being able to meet expectations. So that's tied to a bit of insecurities as well.
Oh, I see. Because ultimately, if you get me into a gig and I don't cut it, then that becomes a problem because our personal relationship can also get affected.
Yeah. So we cut that too. So for human capital, as the fourth point in the Cash Plus W framework, it is understanding what the market is looking for in terms of the skills so that you can plan how you want to learn, relearn or unlearn, and develop that pathway.
I see. How about the final alphabet in the framework, W?
W is well-being. This is another really important factor that can influence our employability. So we had one individual come in for a career support group, right? And her well-being was really low because of being unemployed for more than 6 months. And she also had a lot going on for her in the home front and had different kinds of expectations for a job. So this led to her unintentionally giving off a very negative vibe, even in like the career support group sessions and interview practice. And that can affect job opportunities.
So now there's obviously that popular saying, find a job you love and you'll never work another day in life. How realistic is that, in your opinion? And how important is passion versus practicality when planning career goals and aspirations?
Well, there are a couple of main points to that. Firstly, I would say, find a job that is aligned with your vision and you will work harder than ever in your life. The other point would be, passion without sustenance is like having a car with no fuel. That was an important advice that was shared with me by a mentor before. There's also a myth that passion must be found in a job, because it can be found outside of a job too. Otherwise, we'll be putting all our eggs in one basket, and that is risky. More importantly, there is also a difference between passion and purpose. And the latter is more like an inner compass that guides us and is something that's already guiding us on a day-to-day basis. It's just a matter of whether we are aware of it or not.
I see. That's a really great insight to round off today's topic. Thank you so much for your time, Shane.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for this episode of our podcast, and thank you for listening.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode from Wikipedia by Workforce Singapore. Stay tuned for more insights and tips on all things career-related. Don't forget to follow Workforce Singapore on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, as well as subscribe to our newsletters and the WSG Jobs and Career Advice Telegram channel for the latest updates from us.